just wanted to stop and talk about two things on this podcast today, having to do with taking responsibility for our actions. The first one comes from my students, and we were reading a text, The Devil and Tom Walker by Washington Irving. And I thought it was a fairly easy text, and so I did a couple of things for them to monitor their comprehension, make sure they knew what was going on. But apparently a lot more people than I expected were struggling with this story. And so I had left almost 2 hours of time to read and then was ready to move on. And I looked around the room and there were a lot of faces looking like they were about ready to fake something. And so I did some inquiry, some safe inquiry, where there obviously were no penalties involved, and got people to admit that they hadn't read the story. I let the conversation develop a little more, kind of had an open forum. Why not? What's going on? Why aren't you reading the story? And I got lots of answers and, in a sense, collected valuable data that will help me address the story and move on. But one of the things that came up that dismays me is a lot of students were couching their explanations in language that pushed off responsibility for the attempt. Instead of attempting it, they were saying, okay, I didn't attempt it, but here's why, and here's why I was right not to attempt it. It was essentially what they were saying. And somehow that had an edge with me that I didn't like. And the part that I really didn't like was students didn't seem to realize that they were engaged in self-justification. It's a dangerous habit. But I can't say that I'm not guilty of it either, because these podcasts I've been doing, I have obviously usually had intro music for them, and outro music that I was getting from a certain place. And I've done a little bit of reading lately, and I was starting to realize that I think that I had a misunderstanding about how part of the copyright law works on things like that, especially with podcasts on the web. I was rebroadcasting it, and I may not be able to use it in a way that I thought I was allowed to use it. And I had delayed doing anything about it. I used it a couple more times, but it comes a point when I have to say no. I can't use this, because I have a feeling. I suspect that I might be infringing on the copyright of this artist. And so I stopped, had to take responsibility for it. And it wasn't easy for me to do. And it's not easy for my students to admit that, well, it was hard, but you know what? Once it was hard, I just quit trying, to be honest with you. But I gotta push them to a point where they can do that, because once they can do that, then maybe they can understand a little bit more about what it is to work hard, in their case. In my case, I've gotta understand a little bit more what it is to, well, the same thing, work hard, to find some music that I can use that's not conveniently located in my CD collection. So sometimes taking responsibility involves a little bit more work, but the integrity of it is there, and that's worth it.